Oh yeah. Every problem is an opportunity. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's a great point. Except people have to want, things to be better. I have spent a large part of the last 10 years showing people where their mistakes are and how things could be better. And in 99% of cases, nobody has done anything and nobody has listened to me at all. Because most people are busy with the daily grind of the things that they have to do every day. Most people are already solving 5, 10, 15, 20 problems, right? And coming to them with it and saying, hey, did you know that people are like, oh, yeah, never mind, keep going, right? Getting people's attention on serious issues is always a problem in this world. People don't pay attention until shit breaks down. You know, you tell people, don't build your house next to the volcano. But people say, no, it will be fine. We will have lots of free geothermal energy. Yes, but eventually the volcano will explode and you will die. You know, people are like, oh, no, don't worry about that. That's a conspiracy theory. Right? And sure enough, if you look down throughout history, lots of cities, large towns were built next to volcanoes because people thought it was a great idea. We have a place called Iceland. We have an entire country built on top of a volcano. And we think that's a fantastic idea because volcanoes never spew lava or release lava and have clouds of toxic gas and whatever. Oh dear, people are strange. They don't want to. They don't want to fix their problems. It's the I love my problem problem. Thank you, but I love my problem. My problem is part of my life. I can't imagine my life without it. I feel sorry for you already. Because if you want to get better, you've got to fix stuff. And you've got to work at fixing stuff. And also important is, I like the fact that you talked earlier about balance, because balance is a key element of stability. However, imbalance is a key element of progress. And so balance is fine if we want everything to stay the same. But if we want progress, what we actually need is to search for a situation that is not balanced. In every deal that we make, we don't want everybody's deal to be balanced. We want our deal to be much better than other people's deals. We don't want balance in that situation. We want imbalance. We want it to be not stable because that's what creates the opportunities of progress. And so it's a lovely argument that we need balance in these things. And it's like that, yes, have work-life balance. Don't work too hard and do too much in work so you don't have time to do the family things you need to do. Of course, yes. But then imbalance is necessary for progress. That's why we have holidays, right? So that we can spend more time with our family and be part of the good things in life. So and every time something seems automatically right, it's usually wrong. That's a strange thing to say. Everything that people take as automatic is usually not automatic at all. You wake up in the morning, you think the sun is going to come up, You know, you go outside, you turn the key, you think your car is going to start, you go to the shop, you think that the shop will have the things that you need. That's all the automatic lifestyle. There's no guarantee that any of that is actual and factual. I mean, we hope we have the law of averages, but when we live automatically, you know, I bet in your company, people automatically expect you to do things, but these things are not easy things to do. These things are complex tasks. They automatically expect this and this and this and this and this without question. And you will deliver this and this and this and this, but it won't be easy. But other people will act like it's just natural. It's nothing. It's part of your job. But no, it requires thought and consideration and effort and energy and communication and all the good things we need to put into business. And there's way too much of this belief that because we pay you to do something, it's going to be automatic that you do it. No, you pay me because what I do is not easy. You pay me because what I do, not everyone can do. There's a difference there. You can pay someone else to come and do my job, but if I'm good at what I do, you might be making a terrible mistake. Right. If I'm bad at what I do, then I understand you might want to bring in somebody else, but risk versus reward. Are you prepared to take the responsibilities for those things? Most people are not prepared to take those responsibilities, but we're not paid because things are easy. We're paid because things are difficult. And that then leads to a secondary conversation about how much should we be paid, which is different opinions for different people. Got to keep our costs down. But is lowering your costs increasing your incentive? It's probably not. I don't know. Then you told you that leads back to balance, right? It comes back to, you need a balance of these things. Right? Companies are naturally imbalanced. The people at the top get paid more than the people at the bottom. That's not a balance. Companies are naturally imbalanced. We want to produce more of a certain product and get it out to more people than they do. That's not a balance. That's a quest for progress and advantage. And balance in terms of product sustainability, well, that's different. That's a product. Yeah, that's a standard. You want to have certain standards for the product, and you don't want to see the standard slip. But we can't treat people the same way we treat objects. It's not human to do that. We need a completely different approach. So